Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room.
Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide.
vitamin. Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us to rest upon us. Come, Holy Spirit.
Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the motherboard, to the deacon board, to the intercessors, to the ministers, praise God, to the deacons, to the front line, and to all the ADM members. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and to the Caribbean island chain. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For I sought the Lord, and he heard my cry, and delivered me from all of my woes. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Our God is such a good God. Our God is such a great God. Our God breathed the breath of life in us once again this morning. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is fitted into place. Praise God. He saw fit, praise God, to allow his grace and his mercy, praise God, to bestow upon us one more day to be in the land of the living. Praise God. Oh, I just want to thank him right now. Bless his holy name. Gives me one more day, praise God, to get it right. Amen. One more day to get my house in order. One more day to stay in the press towards the higher mark and calling of Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I thank God on this morning for his grace and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Unto all generations. Glory. Hallelujah. And I tell you, what a mighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Praise God. And Jesus is on the main line right now. So you can call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him in the midnight hour. You can call him in the noonday. You can call him whenever you need him. He will always be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will never, never leave you. Praise God, and never forsake you. Hallelujah. How do I know this is so? Because we are here today. Praise God. If it had not been, then we wouldn't be here. But we know that the Lord, thy God, is on our side. Oh, bless his holy name. And worthy is his name to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, we thank God for today being new, for the year being new. Oh, bless his holy name. And we thank God that he is going to do new things in our life this new year. Praise God. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Every promise in the book, he says yes to every promise that he has made. And we know his word does not go back void. Amen. Praise God. And we know that he is a man, that he is not a man, and that he shall lie, because he can't lie. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve this morning. So, check yourself. Take in a breath of fresh air. Let it out slowly and realize that we have a God on our side that will take us to higher heights and deeper depths in him. Oh, bless his holy name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. How are you?
I'm blessed this morning, Pastor Smith, and good morning to you also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, humblest I know how, giving you the praises and honor who's ahead of my life, and giving an honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, every member of ADM Ministry in the front line, and to my husband, Brother Joe. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to you this morning, humblest we know how, God, just giving you thanks, God, giving you thanks because you have breathed upon us once more, God, giving us life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you because as you woke us up this morning and gave us life, everything was in place. Hallelujah, this morning. No one did not break into our home. Our place did not was on fire. So we say thank you just for that, God. We don't take it for granted, God, because we realize, God, that you put special angels around our house and inside of our house, chilling and protecting us. So we say thank you just for that, God. We lift every leader up that it is this morning, God, even to every ministry, God, praying that you continue to strengthen them, shield them, and protect them, even as they up and down the highways and the byways. God, we thank you, God. We can't do no more but thank you, God. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, God, as you breathe upon your people, God, that they begin to roll over and begin to say thank you, God, that have a praise upon their lips in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give you all the glory and the praises, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We look up our companion this morning, God. Continue to do a new thing in them. Continue to rise them up, God, above their circumstances, God. Continue to let them continue to praise you and worship you, God, and lead them in the right direction that they need to be going. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we even thank you, God, for what you're doing in this season, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for raising us up like never before, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be strong soldiers in you, God, walking and being focused in you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you this morning, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning if we did any sinful thing, God, even thought a sinful thought, God, forgive us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for creating in us a clean heart and renewing us in the right spirit, a right mind in you, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us everything that we don't know, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God, that it be quotable, shake, God, that you turn every situation around in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that we'll stretch our hands to thee, God, because no other help that we know. We know all our help coming from the Lord. So we say thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bridle our lips, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, teach us what to say and what not to say, God. And sometimes we realize, God, we need is, people, God, we need to just suck it up in the name of Jesus. And don't say anything, God. But go to you and pray about it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for how you're teaching us. God, this morning, glory be to God. God, we lift up the homeless people, God, that don't have anywhere to stay, God. We pray, God, that you make a way for them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the cold, God, keep them warm, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, from the baby to the oldest, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, by your stripes they are already healed, God. And let us continue to lift up the sick and shut in, God, and the one that is by in the house, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we hold up the nation to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that you begin to shake everything, God. Begin to open up blind eyes, God. Begin to open up deaf ears, God, where they can hear your voice calling them in these last and evil days, God. Oh, God, continue to stretch us and make us and mold us, God, so we can get it right in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, Oboche, God. Oh, God, give us that, oh, gubby love as you have in the name of Jesus that you have for us, God, that long suffering, God, Oboche, God. Don't let us give up so easily, God, Oshata. Let us continue to be in prayer like never before. Oh, God, let us begin to hear souls cry, the laws, Jesus, we need to hurry up, God. Oh, God, give them a word from God. Make them encouraging you, God. Let them know everything's going to be all right if you just keep holding on, God. Don't let us give up, God. Let us keep running, God. Running this race in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize some of us get tired on the way, God. Oh, let us begin to shake ourselves and stand on your word. Let your word begin to rain down on us. Hold on, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift every mother up in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to keep us strong, God. With a wisdom out of our shape, pouring out a lips of clay, God. And God, let us have an ear to intend to what she has to say in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every deacon, every man that it is this morning, God. Thank you for raising them up, God, in the way that they need to go, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, everything that is in us is not like you, God. Begin to burn it out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to take immature of ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And let us stop pointing fingers at each other, God. Oh, God, let us begin to pray for one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. I continue to hold low, lead it up to you, God. I know, God. Oh, God, I know, God, that you're here in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you this morning, God. Somebody was serious sick, God. Almost to death, God, and you spared the life once more, God. Raising them up, Oboche, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, Oboche, God, for still saving and delivering and setting the captive free. Oh, God, we realize ain't nothing too hard for you, God. Let us continue to hold on to our faith, God. No matter how the situation may look, Oboche, God, but let us know, how, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we are victorious in you, God. We can make it out of Oboche, God, if we just hold on to you, God. Your faith is sufficient, God, of our side, God. Hey, glory to God. This morning, somebody need to hear, God. You can make it. God, almost if you just hold on. Hold on to Jesus' hand. He will lead you. He'll guide you into all truth. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for every nation, every city. God, let them hear your voice. Let them know, God, it is time. It is time to come in. It's time to just yield to the Holy Spirit and say yes to the God of all will. Yes, you will, Lord. Yes, you will, God. Yes, you will, God. Lead me and guide me, God, of all say, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will, Lord, of all say, God. Let me continue to love like never before, God. When your enemy come towards you, God, and no will say, God. Oh, but continue to pray for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. I don't know about you. Just one more time to be in the number, huh? Because we could have been dead and gone. Instead, you spent our life once more, God. And we say thank you, God, enough to get it right with you, God. Enough the knowledge that you still live, I don't know about you, God. And you are King of kings, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Thank you this morning, God. God, let us pay attention to our attitudes and our ways, God. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Glory be to God this morning. We say in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you and we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Because of your goodness, because of your grace, Lord, because of your mercy, those sets of twins, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Come in the midst right now. In the name of Jesus. Touch every area. In the name of Jesus. Stir every area, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, right now. In the name of Jesus. Fix every area, Lord God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect will and your perfect way, your understanding. In any book chapter. Lord God, we need fixing around this world. We need fixing, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, top to bottom, Lord God. We need fixing, Lord Jesus. Lord God, through your Holy Spirit. Bring us back, Lord God, to our first love, Lord God, which is you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you see every affliction. You see everything wrong, Lord God, on this world, Lord God, which you made, Lord God. So, Father, we pray that you fix it. Every government, every leader right now, in the name of Jesus. All of our young people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All of our people, Lord God, that needs help, Father God, that are homeless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, move right now. Holy Spirit, move Yerobo Shanda right now. Lord God, we pray that you move in every circumstance, in every situation that the mother has prayed. Father God, we need you to move. Holy Spirit, have your way. We can't do nothing, Lord God, without you until you come in the name of Jesus. Lord God, fix it. Fix our mind. Fix our heart. Fix our thought process in you, Lord God. Do it right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God, do it right now. God, do it right now. Holy Spirit, move right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Fix us, Lord God. We need fixing. Oh, God. As we look at ourselves, oh, God, and look back over our lives individually, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Fix us, Lord God. In our personal walk with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let the mirror show on us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, do it right now. Do it right now, Lord God. This world is in a turmoil, Lord God, and only you could fix it, Lord God. Only you could fix it. So, Lord God, as your Holy Spirit comes, we receive right now everything that the Holy Spirit has for us. Lord God, let us adhere to it, Father God. Let us press forward in it, Lord God, towards the high mark of your calling, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God is not about us, but it's all about you, in the name of Jesus. So fix it, Lord Jesus, whatever it is. And whatever you're doing today, Lord God, don't do it without us in your plan, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that everything that we do and say, every plan, Lord God, or desire that we have, that we come and we lay it at your altar first, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you have your perfect will and your perfect way in it, in the name of Jesus. God, go right now. Go right now to the four corners of this earth, Lord God, and fix it, Lord Jesus. Fix us, your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through you, Christ Jesus, that strengthens us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, you died and you went away, but you sent the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we accept you. We accept you right now to lead, teach, and guide us through the anointing that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, through your word and through action right now, in the name of Jesus. Fix it, Lord God. Fix it, Lord God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord God, that we can focus on you, that we will stay in alignment, that we will be in position, that you can use us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As they say, use our hands, use our feet, use our mouths. Lord God, use us, Lord God, to upbuild your kingdom and to take our eyes off of ourselves and not to be selfish, Lord God, that we can share the good news and the gospel to somebody else in this dying world. God, do it right now. Holy Spirit, do it right now. Renew the mind, renew the heart, renew the thought process in you, Lord Jesus. And God will give you thanks and praise for everything and all things. Glory be to God. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Glory, hallelujah. God, we give you thanks. And God, we give you praise. Even now, Lord Jesus, touch every heart, every mind, Lord God, that's listening on the internet, radio, telephone. God, do it right now. Put upon them a special blessing, O God, for being committed unto you, Lord God. For we can do nothing, Lord God, without you.
Amen.
So, Lord, I ask that we keep pressing towards you, the higher mark, in Jesus. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise God. I just got a little nugget this morning that I'd like to share with everybody. Amen. And just want to talk about, you know, God gives everlasting life. Amen.
Yeah.
And we're talking about eternal life. It says lasting or existing forever without end or beginning is eternal. In the Greek word for eternal is aionios. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, aionios is eternal in the Greek. Amen. Genesis 2 and 7 said, the Lord God formed man. Praise God. He formed him because, Lord God, he saw that he was lonely. Amen. Praise God. So he formed man from the earth. Praise God. After he had made the earth. Amen. And he promised him eternal life, praise God, from the onset and the beginning. Amen. And then over in Job 33 and 4, he said, the Spirit of God has made me, Almighty gives me life. Amen. In Nehemiah 9:6, it says, you alone are God who gives life to all. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Only God alone. Only him, praise God. Amen. The one that hung the moon and the stars, that created the universe. Amen. He created man in his image, and in his image he created man. Praise God. Aren't you glad about that? Job 10
Amen.
And 12 says, you have granted me life and loving kindness. Praise God. Now, isn't that reassuring to know that not only did he give us life, but he gives us that loving kindness that comes from him, because we know that God is love. Amen. And he made us out of his love. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And then Psalms 36:9 says, for with you is the foundation, the fountain of life. Amen. With who? With God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He gives the fountain of life. He created us all. Amen.
Amen.
And eternal life. What is eternal life? It says life after death for Christians. Basically, that's what eternal life is. Amen. So there is no more ending or no more beginning. Amen. So you exist, amen, on a plane with God where there's no ending and no beginning. Eternal life. Praise God. Amen. That's heavenly bound. Amen. Praise God. And then it says heaven will be our home eternally. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And see, we have to keep our mind focused on that. Amen. Praise God. When we keep our mind focused on Jesus, praise God, and we follow his words, amen, his teachings, the Holy Spirit, praise God, amen, stand in alignment, stand in position, praise God, we can run on and see what the end is going to be. Praise God.
Amen.
And that is eternal life on today. Amen. If you have a loved one, if you have an associate, if you have whoever, a boss, or what, whomever, praise God, and they have not made Jesus Christ, praise God, they're part of their life. Amen. Share the good news and the gospel with them. Amen.
Amen.
For the word says, one plants, one water, but to God be the increase. Amen.
Yes.
And so
Amen.
Don't get hung up because you planted the seed. Amen. And the individual didn't come along and accept the Lord because you planted the seed. Amen. Because, see, this is a process. Remember when you were where you are, praise God, and the seed was planted. Amen. Some of us, when once the seed was planted in us, we took it and we ran with it to the Lord. Amen. But some, amen, praise God, it takes a little bit more, you know, in the timing of the process, praise God. But God said he would have the increase. Amen. So you would just keep them in prayer, and then somebody else may come and water it a little bit on top of it. Amen. But then God will reap them to himself. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
For the word say, loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen.
Amen.
So let's exhibit that love. Let's exhibit that kindness that God has betrayed upon us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When we exhibit that, amen, is, you know, it's just like a magnet. You can draw people to you. Amen. Amen. You know, I think about my wife, Sister Smith, and the children. No matter where she go, what she do, they're like magnets drawn to her, praise God, because of something that God has put on the inside of her that love and that kindness and that caring, praise God.
Yes.
And these are the traits that we need to portray. Amen, praise God. Now, you know, there are designated people that God has designated to come across our path. Amen.
Amen.
But when we're exhibiting the love of God, the true love of God, amen, and people see it in us, they're going to be attracted to, and they're going to come. Amen. And when they do, praise God, you can share that seed nugget with them. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you might be able to do the watering as well. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. But be true. Be loving. Be kind. Amen. Praise God. And you will see how God will bless and use you, amen, to tell of the good news of Jesus Christ and how they can achieve eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. It's a whole lot going on today. Amen. Praise God. But sometimes maybe we just have to go back to the basics. Amen. Praise God. So what we have to do is pray the atmosphere and stir it up. Praise God. Amen. So that all of these young people out here doing these things that they're doing that they normally don't do, praise God, that the love of God can move on their heart. Praise God. They can come out of what they're in, what they're doing, stealing, killing, robbing, what have you, praise God, and the love of God will come upon them and turn their lives around. Amen. Praise God. But it's one thing about it. The church, which is us, the saints of God, we are the ones that will make the difference. But if we sit around and do nothing, don't pray, praise God, don't share the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, it's all for naught. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, and I had no knowledge that they were doing that. Amen. But in 1982, amen, the Lord Jesus appeared to me. Amen. And I accepted him as Lord and Savior in my life. And he brought me out all right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we all have a testimony that we can share with somebody on today. Amen.
Amen.
That God gives eternal life. And he gives it abundantly, praise God. He gives it abundantly, amen. And then comes along his wisdom and his knowledge, amen, through his words, which are living, praise God, to help us in the process along the way, amen. Unless we forget, amen, we should not forget the process that when we tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ, amen, praise God,
amen,
that they will be enlightened and they will get on the bandwagon and see the process towards glory, which is heaven. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Don't you want to see mama again? Don't you want to see daddy again, grandmama, cousins, amen, baby them? Don't you want to see them again? Amen. Praise God. You know, and it's just so sad because the other day, the woman went in the store and left her little kids and newborn in the car, and they stole her car, and they put the children out on the side of the highway. Praise God. Little baby can't do anything for itself. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So you see what the world is coming to? A lot of turmoil. See, the enemy is busy too. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And see, we have to pray. Amen. We have to come into agreement to stir up this atmosphere. Praise God. Amen. But if we do nothing, amen, it's like the bully. If you do nothing, the bully keep bullying on you, he going to keep bullying you. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we have to do something. Amen. to get our youth and our young people, praise God, to change their lives and turn it around. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have to pray. The word tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. And then we got to add in our fasting and those other things integratedly. Amen. Praise God. That we have to do. Amen. Get prayer partners. Get on the line and pray. Praise God.
Amen.
Let us stop being selfish. It's not all about us. Amen. Praise God. But it's about the kingdom of God. And are we doing what the Lord has directed us to do? We are disciples of Christ. Amen. Praise God. We are disciples. You know, when Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, praise God, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to move on. When he was in the garden, he told his disciples to watch and pray. But three times he came back and found them asleep. Amen. And this is the night that Jesus was betrayed by one of the disciples, one of his own, praise God. Because, amen, they were able to come in, amen, and found the other disciples sleeping and take Jesus. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is God, and he didn't have to let them take him. But he knew that cup, that bitter cup, he had to take it. Amen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had to take it for each and every one of us, those young people out there doing the things that they're doing, the older people that are doing the things that are doing, all the sin and corruption in the world, praise God. He had to do it for us.
Yes,
because
of
one man's sin, Adam, praise God. That's how sin entered. And it just multiplied and multiplied and multiplied until now. And it's still multiplying. Praise God.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Man.
So, saints, we have to change some things. We have to focus on some things of God. Amen. We have to get sincere about serving God, praying to God about these things that are going on. And you know what? Prayer will change things. I've seen it time and time again where God has brought me out. Amen. Well, I have prayed with somebody else and God has blessed and turned the thing around. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And he will do it for you, me, and he'll do it for those young people out there. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
But we have to come together, amen, as the body of Christ, amen, and do our part. Amen.
Amen.
And when God sees that, us coming on board, praise God, and getting together in a serious manner, oh, praise his holy name. He will bless. He will turn things around. Praise God.
Amen.
And you know God is a gentleman. He don't just budge in and do things. Amen. He don't just budge in. We need to invite him in. He'll come in and he'll take care of it. Praise God. But if we don't ask, if we don't go to him in prayer, amen. Praise God. Amen. But see, we have to put something in the bank. We have to put in prayer. We have to put in fasting. We have to put in commitment. We have to put in being directed by the Holy Spirit. We have to put those things in, the Word of God. Amen. We have to put all of that in an integrated effort. Amen. For God to fix it. Amen. And turn it around. Amen. So let's do this thing. This is a new year. God said he's going to do a new thing. Don't do the same old things you did last year. Change what you were doing last year. Turn that thing around and do something new. Let God do something new in you. Praise God for the building of his kingdom. Amen. In the process, amen, of building his kingdom, praise God, he will rise you to level, to level, to level. Just like Jacob's ladder, blessing you all the way. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's my nugget for today. Everlasting life. Amen. Amen. If you have it, amen. Praise God. Somebody else needs it. Everlasting life. Praise God. Yes. Let's share it on today. Amen. With somebody. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Well, today is Friday. Amen. Praise God. And I'd just like to say, amen, to just keep, amen, the Smith family in prayer. We lost one of our loved ones on last night, our 90-year-old Aunt Rose. Praise God. She went home to be with the Lord. Amen. So I'm asking that you all keep us in your prayers. Amen. Amen. But don't feel sorrow, amen, because she knew and loved the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. And so he called her home, amen, a place where we're all going to be called one day. We're going to be called home.
Amen.
So what would be a blessed assurance, amen, that we could enter in, amen, for to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We can't ask for no better than that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you today. Amen. Amen. And I tell you,
amen.
Say something to somebody. Amen. Give a seed. Maybe water. But you know what? To God be the increase on today.
Amen.
God bless you. And I'll tell you like this right here. God loves you, and so do I. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm all churched out, hurt and I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. much to bring. My heart.